I just said no. I said, I'm gonna be sure everything.
Okay, we'd like to welcome everyone out tonight to our City Council, August 8th, 2023, 6:30 regular meeting. We'll start tonight by, I'll lead the Pledge of Allegiance, followed by Lynn will give us the opening prayer.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our Father in heaven, we come before this time, this evening, with great thanks for the opportunity we have to meet as citizens and council, to be able to make the decisions to better our community. We pray that will be with us, that we would be able to make the right decisions that will take care of all. And we're so grateful for the moisture and all the many blessings we have in living in this valley. And we say these things in the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
All right, next we'll have the roll call.
Lynn?
Here.
Paul?
Here.
Paul?
Here.
Randy is excused, and Sam, they haven't heard from him. Last I heard, he was stuck in the firm.
Okay.
So I'll text him and see where he's at.
Okay, sounds good.
You all need to move your mics down by your voice. Paul needs to, and Paul and Lynn need to move their mics down.
I need to turn them on too, right?
Russell, you need to move your mic.
You can't hear me?
No.
You gotta turn it on. Push the little button.
I know where to turn it on.
All right, next is approval of our minutes of our July 11th, 2023 regular City Council meeting held at 6:30.
Motion that we approve the minutes for August 8th, 2023, 6:30 p.m.
Hello, right? July 11th.
Oh, yeah, July 11th. Sorry. I'm on the wrong page here. Yeah, okay. Yeah. July 11th, 6:30 p.m. regular meeting. Today's, yeah.
You want a second, Russ? Paul wasn't here.
Second.
All right, got the motion by Lynn, seconded by Russell, to approve the minutes of the July 11th, 2023 regular City Council meeting held at 6:30. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Next is our July 25th, 23 regular City Council meeting held at 6:30 p.m. There is one change on those minutes we need to change, Jeannie. And that's under my mayor's report.
On the 25th?
Uh-huh. And it says that Peacock Excavation agreed to chip seal the Mountville Farms. Yep. It's crack seal.
Okay.
Where they saw a cut.
Crack seal where they saw a cut.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Then I'll make a motion that we approve the minutes for the Mount Pleasant City Council, 25 July 2023, 6:30 p.m. regular meeting, with the exceptions of the change on the mayor's report that it will be a crack seal and not a chip seal.
I'll second it.
Okay, I have the motion by Paul, seconded motion by Russell, seconded by Paul, to approve the minutes of the July 25th, 2023 regular city council meeting held at 6:30 with the exchange of the Peacock excavation on the mayor report to crack seal instead of chip seal. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Next is we have approval of adjustments.
Who seconded the home up?
Paul did. Next is approval of adjustments, transaction register dated 7/1/2023 to 7/31/2023 in the amount of a minus $16,316.85.
This one, for Don Perry, credit usage overcharge of $11,000.
I didn't even yell at us.
I didn't even yell at you. What was this at?
It was, the bill got put in wrong.
Yeah.
The meter reading got it put in wrong.
The meter was put in incorrectly, so it went. That's why it was that high.
I'll make the motion to approve transaction register 7/1/2023 to 7/31/2023 in the amount of negative 16,000, or is that a positive?
It's negative. It's negative.
Negative $16,316.85.
Second.
Okay, I have the motion by Paul, seconded by Russell, to approve the transaction register dated 7/1/2023 to 7/31/2023 in the amount of a negative $16,316.85. Roll call.
Lynn?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Campbell?
Yes.
Next is approval of our claims dated 5/19/2023 to 6/8/23 in the amount of $313,913.02.
I have a question about Horseshoe Mountain Hardware. Are we getting like a contractor's discount for everything? Zion's First National Bank, I guess that's a bond we're paying on?
Yes.
The electric one?
What was that for?
The power. The substation bond.
Oh, the substation, okay.
The claims.
I
Right on this Robinson's garage door, where was the...
It's the fire department, one of the garage doors up there were damn, or they had to fix it.
They lock the doors anymore.
Oh, yes, they do. Or springs or anything.
Yeah, front door, they just lock.
Yeah, your front door.
Mine under box.
Yeah. Yep.
Good, Sam?
Yeah.
I'll make a motion, we approve claims register dated 5/19/2023 to 6/8/2023 in the amount of $313,913.02.
I'll second that.
You gotta turn your mic on, Sam, a little button.
I'll second it.
Okay. I have a motion by Paul, seconded by Sam, to approve claim register dated 5/19/2023 to 6/8/2023 in the amount of $313,913.02. Roll call.
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Paul? And Sam?
Yes.
Okay, next is discussion action items on travel trailer parks and follow-up on the city codes. As you know, we were approached last city council concerning the new trailer park and trailers being parked there over the 30 days. And so I sent Chief Wilbert around to talk to both owners. Both owners are somewhat here tonight, Debbie's here, and Carter's. Jeannie did supply the minutes of both planning and zoning stating that they would only be the 30 days, which is in our city code.
We got a short history here, okay?
Yeah.
Read that.
Do you wanna come up there and we'll let you take the mic?
It's only an hour and a half long.
So on our short history...
If it's easier, you can just take the mic out and just hold it if it's easier.
Well, we've been in business for 21 years. We have a variety of customers, people building homes and putting kids in school, people from Arizona that come and stay for the summer, senior citizens on a fixed income, veterans in a wheelchair, and one with cancer that needs to be closed for treatment. Contractors working in the area, and more to come, and work at the temple in Ephraim, and some coming to build a new water plant for Mount Pleasant City. When COVID hit, we got slammed with people who lost their homes or their jobs. When we opened, we paid $97.50 for a business license, and now I pay over $500, it's $25 per spot, the same as apartments and townhomes. Our power bill just for July was $2,578. As far as for propane, three-way propane, talked to Sam, and, correct, Sam, he called you?
He called me, yeah.
Okay. All I'm asking is that the city ordinance get changed from a short-term to a long-term for Carter's RV park. That be a possibility? Because I think we need to have long-term trailers, because, like I said, we have workers coming in, and I HMH is out there right now that's been doing your irrigation. It took over 30 days. They didn't have anywhere else to go. I've got electricians doing the power line, Longfellow's and Summit, that are there until the snow flies. And then I've got W.W. Clyde wanting to come in because they're working at the temple. And then Nielsen Brothers that are going to come into your power plant, or your water plant. And that's not going to be less than 30 days. So I don't know where we're going to put these contractors if we don't have an RV park to allow them to stay more than 30 days to be able to make the economy better for in the town, the infrastructure. So that's what I'm asking, if you could please change it from short-term to long-term for our RV park, because we've been in business for 21 years and we've never had one complaint about 30 days stay in 21 years. Thanks.
I do know there's a lot of different places that do that, have poles.
Yeah.
Right, and I don't know if that goes back to the zoning.
We need to have sound to please pick up to his mic.
Sorry, not used to this, is new. I was just saying that I know there is a lot of different places, different states, and different areas that do both. But I don't know if it goes back to how they're zoned, or if it's a zoning thing, or exactly how they're set up. But I have gone to other places that do, you know, some places are only temporary, and some are in the same area for more long-term.
Right, I've seen both too. I mean, so a good point, because where do they stay?
Right.
I mean, they're coming to build our community and do whatever, and are they going to have to move out of town, or... So we just as well collect the money and do what we can do here instead of letting it just go somewhere else. So,
and I think it may boil back down to a zoning thing. I don't know.
Go take a total code change.
Yeah.
Because we don't have a code that allows the long-term RV park.
Right. That's what I'm asking for. A change.
So that would have to probably go through public hearings and a number of different things.
Yeah.
Or even just change the ordinance or give us a variance.
Variance.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got a copy of the ordinances for RV parts, and if you was to do everything that's on this paper, it'd cost you a fortune. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I think we need to rewrite it.
Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah, was it 2001 when it was written?
Yeah.
2 years ago. So I know a lot changed with RVs.
Yeah, we was lucky to have two or three trailers in there back then.
Yeah.
When I asked Mike about it, he said that this code came from what the county had for out in the county, that we just kind of went off of there. So I think it is probably time to revisit it.
Yeah. Well, looking at this, I've lived in countless numbers of RV parks through Nevada and Utah. A lot of them have these, but they're huge. They're huge, yeah. RV parks and like 500 trailers in them. So, yeah, I think we need to look at it and rewrite it.
I do too.
So one concern that you've always brought up, Sam, is the propane tanks.
Correct. The big ones. The regular ones, you go to the ones that are long-term, the ones that I've seen in different places, they don't have the giant, massive propane tanks. They just have generally a smaller propane tank that they use versus the, I don't know, some of them out there are probably 1,000-gallon propane tanks.
In my RV park?
I think the biggest one.
What's your biggest out there?
Over 120 gallons.
That's 125.
Yeah. That's
how big is it?
That's what it's supposed to be, I think.
Yeah.
And see, I don't know if there's any code on it either, so it goes back to that.
Yeah, I went and looked, and there's nothing big than 125.
Freeway propane said it has 150 gallons or more, then it can't be by a building. It has to have a setback. Because there has been 150 gallons, it was fine.
If there's a problem out there, we'll just make a move and do something.
So what's the longest tenant you got out there?
Probably the one in the wheelchair, the veteran. The first one on the left, when you pull in, the vet's comes putting a wheelchair ramp in, and he's been there for years, and he's just a great person, you know, has a noble place to live.
I know the mayor and I have talked about this, and it was something we thought there should be a variance, didn't we? We had to do something here because it's not just out there where we got a problem. We got a problem all the way through town.
Yeah, I've seen that too.
People living in mobile homes and not hooked up to sewer.
Yeah.
And there's different things there that's going on, so it's...
We'll work with you guys anyway if you want to work with, you know, work for the community or all that. And if you try to do and see something you want changed, holler and do it.
I don't know exactly how to handle it myself. I guess it's something we have to discuss as a council and...
Yeah.
I think we need to involve the planning commission. Have a work session and sit down and go over this. It needs to be revisited. It needs to be looked at.
Yeah.
For 21 years, there's not been a problem out there.
No.
There's a lot of things that's come to us right now that hasn't been a problem for 20 years.
Yeah.
That we're getting hit with right now as a council, so...
But really, I mean, for the long term, like, I'm impressed how clean it is and stuff. I know Randy's clean, I mean, he's...
I tried.
Yeah.
And we try to keep it clean, and then maybe you guys see one in there you don't like, tell me, and we'll give 30 days to clean it up or get out.
But all of us...
It's all working, the city like that.
Do you have anything to say, Jay?
Well, we saw the need because you're all just like...
Yeah, and you can see if that's here, or you, yeah, you can already see there's room for two, so...
Yeah.
In fact, we've been sending...
Our people, yeah. But we saw a need in the community, and we wanted it to be, we want our park to be a beautiful place. And as the landscaping grows and we continue to improve, it's going to be a beautiful exit or entry place for the city. And I was, we had no idea it would be so much money to set up a business fee. And I got our first big power bill, and I was blown away. And I thought, we contribute a lot to the city. We're not as full as you are.
You will be.
And like was said, we have a lot of construction workers, and they don't plan on being there forever. And we've got one person who's building a house, and we have a month-to-month contract with very, very stringent protocols in terms of cleanliness, pets, garbage, and if they do not abide by the approvals, we have every right to eliminate that site for their particular vehicle. We live right next door to our architect. We do not want it to be accessible. We want it to be something beautiful that the community can be proud of.
I think our main concern too is we don't want it to turn out to be like another mobile home park that we have that's just falling apart.
And one thing about the RV park though, you can hook onto them and move them out easy.
Yeah.
A mobile home, you're there for a long time, so...
Yep.
Eric, will you Carter?
They all RVs out to Randy's? Are they all RVs out to your place?
You have one motor home or something, don't you? Or is that...
There's a motor home, but they're from Arizona. They're just here for the 3 days or 3 months and back down to Arizona to get out of the... They're up here for the summer. They come back every summer, just for 3 months because it's hot.
70-80-year-old people, and Sarah has to help them back in. So they don't back over my water tap again.
Didn't you guys have a host out there too at one time?
We did.
Larry.
Yeah.
He's not out there anymore?
He passed.
Oh, Eddie?
Yeah.
It's gonna change things, I guess. It's the only thing we can do.
Mayor, can I make a suggestion?
Yes.
While you're doing, looking at the RV parks, the ordinance, we need to look at an ordinance that involves the city, people camping in their trailers or parked on their property or in their homes, because that's a big problem right now too. And we don't really have a code that really fits it. I mean, there's one, it's like a non-compliance, like ordinance violation, but it really doesn't address the actual parking. It just, you know, it talks about If you're building a home, you know, you can have one on there for a certain amount of time, as long as it's approved and stuff like that, but there's, it's hard to enforce it without a specific ordinance on RVs parking, or either on the street or in your yard, hooked up to services and stuff like that.
Well, you know, that's changed in 30 or 20 years, the sizes and everything else are bigger too, but, and I think it needs to be defined between parking an RV versus living in an RV. And then that's probably where it gets into the hooking up of the services. You know, if you're building a home, like you said, I think by all rights, they should have the ability, if they're building a home, to be able to stay in it still.
Yeah. Yeah, it's gonna take some work. Well, I agree with Paul, we need to get the planning commission in here too. Anybody that's interested probably should come to that meeting, we can get some ideas on how we approach it. And I know the traders in the community, I deal with it firsthand. Over there where I am, and it's just a mess. It's not healthy, it's not healthy for the kids, it's not healthy for the people living in there. They're not hooked up to sewer, a lot of them are, it's just a darn mess. So you're right, Jim, that needs to be addressed too.
You guys have got the sewer now at your park, don't you?
Yes.
Because originally you was on a septic system, right?
Yeah, we're on a sewer. Soon as you ran it over for sub-zero, we hooked into it, paid the impact fee on it.
Did you go into the sewer too, Dan?
Yes, they're hooked into it.
Everything out there. See, I thought about too, we pay, so you're paying for one sewer, right? Out there. How many people are hooked up to it, I don't know how.
It's based on the water usage.
Is that what it's based on, the water use? Because I was wondering how we collected for the extra sewage and everything.
Yeah, it's based off your water use.
And they've got a single meter out there that collects all the water usage. It's all one deal.
Yep. I pay one, I pay all of it, and then I collect power from each individual customer.
I've never had a problem with it out there. Pretty cool.
Nope.
We haven't had any complaints either.
Nope.
Well, I guess we table it until we can get us a, just.
Can we do a variance or?
I would sooner see us change the code. I hate doing variances all the time, because then everybody keeps coming in and say, give me a variance, and I really think we just need to address it and go to the code and.
I agree.
And address it as a code issue rather than keep variance and variance in it. That would be my recommendation.
I agree with the mayor on that, I think it's something that we need to, do a new code, new ordinance, however you want to write it up, and get the input from some other people on it.
So.
Maybe how other, even other towns handle it, you know, how they've written their ordinances up, their codes.
The only other question I have, I guess, is this tied in any way with the one at the Power Plant Park?
Well, I think in the ordinance, it's gonna have to be defined.
I was just wondering if.
Bull.
Oh.
You can't hear me.
I was just curious if this ordinance tied into the one at the Power Plant Park, the city owned one, for the RV park up there. Because we want to make sure that that's maybe in a separate deal too, that they.
Right, and where we manage it, we should be able to say whether it stays.
Stay here, yeah, so. So that's what I wanted to ensure, yeah, we wanted to make sure there was a difference on that, there's no confusion. So.
They're all things that will have to be put up in the ordinance.
Right.
The different variances within the ordinance. So.
Somebody make a motion then to rewrite the RV trailer park code, I guess what we'd call it.
The code or an ordinance?
It's a code, it'd be a code, yeah.
I'll make a motion that we rewrite the ERB code as it stands now. And as of right now, we just table it until we can get it done and leave it up to the owners to make sure the compliance out there and try to keep everybody happy around you.
Should I tell Nelson Brothers to come and build your water plant or tell them to hold off?
Tell them to come on in.
There's no signed contract yet. We're still trying to find the other million and a half we gotta find.
Oh, well. The guy next to you's got that.
I will say that, so.
All right. The most.
Sorry, yeah, it would be good to get maybe Jim's input on it when we do it.
As we rewrite this, it'll also include a public hearing because we'll be changing our code.
So add to it too, add to it.
So they'll be able to add their input to it too, with it being totally changed.
Okay.
All right, so the motion to rewrite the RV trailer park codes, and it was a motion by Russell, seconded by Lynn. Let's do a roll call on it.
Hey, I'm just going to add in there that it's code number 10.24, just so that we know what to reference.
Okay, I'll put that as part of my notes too.
Lynn?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
And Sam?
Yes.
Yes.
Before you move on, you still have the current ordinance in place and there's violation. So what action are you taking tonight relative to those that are in non-compliance until you do the new ordinance? Just a question.
We'll probably have to give a variance until the new code is rewritten. So that would probably be another motion that we'd have to do.
Yeah, sorry, I wondered how you can.
That's how we'll have to do it, is we'll have to do a.
Can you do it temporary, I guess?
Yeah, it would have to be, yeah.
Like a 60-day variance or something like that?
Well, I don't know if we'd have to put a day limit on it because we'll have to do it on contingency of getting the 10.24 code rewrote. So it would have to be a variance of giving an extension until the new code is wrote is the way I would have to reword that variance.
Okay, I'll make the motion that we make a variance on code 10.24 code until we get the new code wrote.
I'll second it.
Okay, so the motion by Lynn to create a variance on the two RV parks. I'm gonna reword it that way too. The two RV parks that we have right now in existence pertaining to 10.24 code of the RV parks until the new code can be rewrote. Yeah, the motion was made by Lynn, seconded by Paul. Roll call.
Lynn?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Sam?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks, Claudia. Next, flyers and banners on Main Street.
Natalie requested this be moved till the 22nd because she wasn't able to get out all the information.
I was going to tell them a little bit about it and just let them be thinking about this. We won't take any action on it tonight. Part of it, what we've been talking about a little bit, is the horseshoe was wanting to know about flyers for next year. So the question was kind of raised. We are having trouble with getting a person to water them. We just lost we're losing the lady that's been watering our flowers. The cost of what we spend on the flowers on the light poles, is that, does the people recognize it? Or would we be better off to do a different flower bed? So it's just kind of a thought of throwing out there of your guys' thoughts of what you think. We roughly spend about $10,000 a year on the flowers that hang on the light poles. Half that goes to just the cost of the plants, or a little over half of it.
Where's the other half go?
For paying the gal to water and the maintenance on the four-wheeler, and we've got a lady watering them and stuff. And again, it's they water morning and night. So it's really a problem if they want to take a day off. We have to have one of our public works guys fill in.
Years ago,
my son paid off the ticket by doing it all summer. And he didn't have a four-wheeler, and he had a pair of pliers and a hose. He drove up and down the street.
We need somebody like that back again.
Well, I'm sure there's somebody that owes you money.
You got somebody you can arrest, yeah, and we can bring it.
I'm not going to be reliable.
And I got a couple in mind that you want to talk about.
And then Natalie, I don't think she'd got the price back exactly on the banners either, so that was part of the holdup on that.
We still got some banners out there in that park that's in really good condition that hasn't been hung.
So I know 180 Fitness or whatever they call themselves on the banners, they're going to give us a credit on those others that they printed last winter that we can't read, and they was disappointed in them, and we was really disappointed in them. So.
I don't know. The way I feel about it, I think we need to keep it. All other communities in the county do it, so. And I get remarks about them all the time.
I agree. I was just curious. Didn't they have something with the Main Street Committee coming up, too? Some kind of a meeting?
They didn't meet this week, and that's part of the...
So what I'm going to add is maybe add that into seeing what, maybe help have them throw something outside the box, see if they can come up with something as well. Maybe they can come up with some different ideas or plans or something. Because I think everybody knows them. I really do. I mean, I know some when they go through other towns. So.
And I think if we can get some other banners, I mean, those... We got some lifts out there that's only been used two seasons on Christmas, and they're in excellent condition. So I think we ought to get a fall or something like that banner instead of another Christmas banner, because we do got some good ones out of there.
Okay.
Have we got prices from other places on flowers?
Not that I'm aware of.
Maybe we ought to shop around a little bit. Because in that place down in Manti, I know they can supply them in Centerfield.
I think we used to get some down in there in Centerfield.
Yeah, there's one up in Mapleton, too, that's some far off up there. That's a good idea, too. And they have to water them twice a day?
Yes.
Yep, morning and night.
Did he water twice a day? No, he only watered once a day, and they lived all summer.
Well, last year, I think they only watered them once. They were very pretty. This year, they look very nice. So whatever you're doing looks better this year.
They were watered both morning and night last year, too.
They were not very pretty last year. But these are, and I have noticed.
And I think last year, I think we had trouble with the frost. If I remember right, because we put them out just like Memorial Day, and then we froze last year at Memorial Day. It was right there close, I know. We had some issues with that. So that probably played a big role in them, too. Kind of stunned them either way. Okay, just be thinking. Give us ideas.
So can't we have, I know we have public, or part-time hire for public works, can't one of them come and... do it because they're less wage than a regular full-time employee. I don't know why we couldn't get one of them to come in or even rotate for them until we can figure something out.
We've got a couple other ladies that's willing to do it to finish the season out.
So
we've got two other ladies that's going.
But every year we have those part-time guys, and that can be off.
Are they here long enough to?
Yeah, they're here from spring to fall.
Yeah.
So. Maybe just earn a little bit extra on their part-time wage. Or the only thing I guess it might get into is you'd have to make sure you're keeping them under the set hours. I don't know if there's something on that maybe, but well, I don't think so on that.
On the seasonal help,
I don't think they do on that. I think they'd be fine.
No, I don't think I want to take them away from the cemetery.
No, we don't want to take them away.
No, but I'm just talking like weekends and that or something.
Yeah, yeah. I don't.
Or after hours or something, somebody can, you know, needed a day off.
Yeah. Okay. Next. So that one, we'll just kind of table with that part. Out of state travel to the UAMPS meeting. We need to get approval of that. Shane's going, Russ is going, and I'm going. So it's out of state, we need to get council approval.
I'll make a motion for that.
I'll second it.
All right, good. Sam made a motion to approve the out-of-state travel for the UAMPS meeting, seconded by Paul. Roll call.
Lynn?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Sam?
Yes.
Complete participation, got anybody signed up?
I'm still trying to get used to all of the new stuff. Nobody signed up.
All right, so council report, Lynn?
Let's start on the other side tonight.
Okay, Sam? It's backwards from the agenda, we have to end it.
I don't want to be the turd that always starts. I don't want to end up with it.
Only thing I got is good news on the fire truck. I got pictures, chassis, everything being built, cabs built, working on ladders, which we're going pretty quick. So hopefully, I haven't got a date yet, but I've got a lot of nice pictures and I can show you after. So.
Cool.
Good news. Finally.
And then the county got approved for the others?
Correct, yep. So there'll be five others going throughout the county, brand new ones. So these won't be ladders, they'll be actually structure engines. So I know Manti, Sterling, Ephraim, Gunnison, and Spring City. Is the board plan. And then we'll rotate out the trucks from the places that are there.
Best.
Yeah.
Okay.
Went up to see Brittany, she wasn't there, so I didn't get with her, but I spent about an hour with Shane this morning. And it's amazing the miles of line and stuff that our power department takes care of with essentially four guys. I mean, all the way up, through just the top of the mountain. I'm forgetting how many miles he said there was. But it's just amazing. Out 89 west.
Skyline Mountain.
Skyline Mountain. All of that up there. Aston Village up there. It's just amazing what our power department, how far we run out and who we serve. I didn't have a clue. I didn't have no idea. Skyline Mountain up there, that's all.
Yep.
Mount Pleasant, taking care of that. Shane brought to my attention this morning, what he would like to do is get a secretary. If it's something we could afford to take care of what he has to do up there with all the reports and everything and you know, do that stuff and then turn him loose to get out and help his men more. He also told me that they're looking at trying to do a dual deal with Fairview where we put a substation in between Fairview and Mount Pleasant and feed both sides. And so he's looking at that. And then also something that I think needs to be done, and I know that maybe citizens and maybe some of the people in the community might go sideways on it. But we got to get our wages up. We got to get our wages up to where it's comparable to these outside people. I mean, put all this time into training these guys. I was in interviews today with three to hire a new person. And the two most qualified people can come in here for a starting pay of $22 an hour. They just can't leave what they got to come in here for $22 an hour. And boy, it would have been great to have either one of them. And of course, the young guy, you know, he's ready to go to work for whatever. And then you train him and get him up to where he's up to date, and then he's gone. That's what we're facing, we get these guys qualified, certified in public works, and they get to be in lineman, and they can leave here, top pay up here. Shane's superintendent, I think he'd get $34 an hour, isn't it?
He's higher than that.
I know we talked to him about it, but I think we really need to contract those people that ain't got certification we pay for.
He's working on that.
That they need to have, that they should have a contract signed with us, that they have to commit so much time.
Now, that's one of the questions we ask, if they commit to having a contract for a certain amount of time, but that don't hold them to the end. I mean, the wages is really here.
It is, but.
I don't know where the other cities are with it. I don't know if they're underneath the wages on the outside, but we need to get them up to where we can keep these guys. We got another one that's a lineman that's ready to leave right now.
Well, in city, you'll never be able to compare to a.
Well, I don't, I'm not crossing, but there are benefits of staying here at home, if we can just get up and make them, you know, compete a little bit.
Well, and the hard part, I think, in that big sense, and Mike, from what I've experienced, is, like I say, Rocky Mountain don't have a city benefit package. So they have to also look at the package that we're giving them for benefits. You know, that's the hard part, is trying to compare, it's really hard to compare. I'm not disagreeing with you, obviously. I'm just saying.
I know Rocky Mountain, I worked for them for 30 years.
Yeah.
And I never complained about our package at all.
So, the pay was an offset of that, so.
But that's something that he brought up, that he's really concerned about losing some people. And I can understand, we should be concerned as councilmen and city people. We put a lot of money into these guys, train them and get them all up to date, get them certified and everything, and then they walk away from here. And we've discussed that a lot of times, and I don't know how the rest of you feel about it, but I'm not saying they can't compete.
No, you'll never compete, but we gotta keep comparable to where.
We gotta get it up there to where it's.
Well, I know right now that we're comparable with Cass Valley Electric, with linemen from Cass Valley and from private contractors. We're comparable to them right now.
We're probably just a little bit under, but we're pretty close.
It's.
Yeah, I don't know. But that's just something we talked about too, so he just asked me if I'd bring it up, because he's gonna bring it to council.
Does Power Guys have a, and maybe, I don't know, do they have a, like if you got somebody that's got that certification, already a certified lineman, their starting wage could be higher than the 22?
Yes.
Yes.
So it's already in there then?
Yes.
Because we offer, if they get the certification, then they can bump up.
Because they become a journeyman one, it's one pay scale, a journeyman two is another pay scale, it's journeyman three, and then they journey out.
But if you got somebody that's already journeyed and they come in, can they get a higher pay scale than the 22?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah.
I don't know, that's just what.
I've got a grandson that's going through the apprenticeship program, and he's lower than 22. And it's his second year, so.
Yeah, I had Luke was in that, and he was 18, starting out at it. And I think it was with Cash Valley.
Yeah,
I think it was with Cash Valley. So that's starting out, but I'm talking about after we get them all built up and get them lineman and everything.
We'll have to pull those. Shane done that study a year ago, we'll have to pull it back out, see.
Shane is also working on a contract to have the new lineman signed before we send him off to school.
Yep. Anyway, that's all I got, but it's amazing. I don't know if the citizens know what they do and what our public works people do. We don't have a lot of people. If you take the supervisor out, you got four guys in each department that's taking care of this city and everything that goes on in this community. And that's, it's quite a, I'm happy with what they're doing. Myself, personally.
I was going to say, I did appreciate everybody's weekly thing that they sent out. I did get, so.
Yeah, they got the new work reports out, so that's a good thing.
Yeah.
And Shane, he liked it. He thought it was great.
So what we're talking about that, one thing that come back out of that meeting from the managers is they would really like, if they send something out to the city council, they would like a response back.
Like an email.
They at least want to know that you've received.
Yeah.
It's a thumbs up, thanks, I got it, whatever, they'd just like to know it was received.
Receipt, at least, you know.
And they're all gonna send it to me and I will send it out to everyone, so it's just one person you need to respond to and then I will let them know that it was received. Just respond back to me and I'll let them know.
I responded back to Shane, he knows.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Coulter's yet. I told him my email.
I sent all of them in an email.
Huh?
This afternoon, I sent all of them in an email from everybody.
Did you have your email address to everybody?
Yeah, but it's gonna be coming from me and they'll all be in one email from me.
From you.
You just don't collect them all and then they'll all come in one email.
Alright.
So.
That's a good thing, I'm glad to see they're.
Yes, I've never seen that, so.
Okay.
Any?
No, it's not yet.
Paul?
I talked to Tom Seeley Sunday and asked him about if he could mag the road out of Contour, what it would cost him. He said he'd get back with me, so he's working on a price for that. And also I talked to State President Jorgensen about the flower bed up to the library and I asked him if he'd be okay if we build a flower bed, you know, and tore it up and build a new one. It's fine. He was fine about it. He says, just do it. We won't tell anybody. So.
They're up there re-landscaping the whole deal.
Yeah. So. Just going around town and Honor said it's city property. We're getting a lot of junk and to enforce that I guess we'll have to turn to our police officers, but there's like up on Third, I think it's Third East and Second South.
How close are we to getting that codified, Jeannie? Because that's our biggest problem.
We're still in the process of getting it to one, but sorry, I do know that, and Jim probably can report on this too, I do know that Sergeant Taylor has been working on that and he's working to get with the officers to get it taken care of.
Okay, I'm just wondering if we put an article in the paper letting our citizens know that it's not appropriate to put big piles of dirt on city property and trailers and trucks and junk. And
I'm sure Natalie would do that.
Okay.
We've just to follow up, last week, I gave Sergeant Taylor assignment to go and to kind of take over the ordinance stuff. He went around and identified the major violators, I guess. He's in training right now, but beginning of next week, he's coming up with a plan to get everybody on board and get going on zoning stuff. It's getting worse, it's not getting any better, but we're gonna really hit that hard in the next couple of weeks. That's gonna be one of our goals, either next week or the week after, is to work on zoning.
One other thing that we just finally got, hopefully the county's gonna do this, on final occupancies, they're not gonna give it until we give their, our okay. So we have a chance to go, because I know a lot of these new houses, they got rocks stacked out on the city right away and different things. So the county right now, we're hoping it's gonna work, is gonna send us an email to the front office, which then they'll write up a work order to have somebody go around to do a site visit, basically, to make sure the city right away has been cleaned up and not a mess left on it before the final occupancy is given from the county. So our hope is that will work. We've tried that before and it didn't work very good, but we got the new building inspector and the new office and everything down there and they said they would do it.
Okay.
So hopefully that'll help too on that part.
Yeah, and on private properties, there are several private properties that are a health hazard to, probably not just them, but to the community around them. I don't know how we can get them to clean up their places.
I think with a push from us, and hopefully, I'm going to talk to the judge and to the prosecutor, and a lot of these cases, they go on for years and years. Going to see if we can streamline them and get them done quicker, not giving them extra time to clean up. I mean, if they can't get it done within 2 months, 3 months, whatever, they're never going to get it done.
Yeah.
And there's seriously cases that go for 3 years, 4 years, and they just keep asking for more time. And it appears like, well, it doesn't appear, actually nothing's being done to clean up the property, but it's in court and they've been cited already, so we can't go in and cite them again until that's adjudicated in court. And then once that happens, then we can go back in and recite or do, you know, take other actions. But it just seems to drag on for a long period of time.
Would it be better if we could cite more specific or more, would that help you guys on that part? Because that's what I know, the one that I've been dealing with, it's like they show up the day of court or the day before I get a phone call, and they've made a little improvement, so the judge lets them go, but it's like...
Yeah, and I mean, like I say, I mean, he'll give them 3 more months, and then the day before, they'll move a couple cars or clean up a pile of junk, and then you'll go and say, yeah, they're making improvements, and so he'll tell the judge, yeah, look, I've made improvements, and he'll give them 3 more months. And it's just that cycle's got to end, I think. We've got to, you know, this is the time period, the time frame you have to do it. And if you don't get it by that time, we're going to assess a fine or whatever happens, and then close the case out, and then we can go back in and take other actions. And with the new ordinance, as soon as, the problem with that is we don't have it, it's not assigned to code. We can't put it into the system and cite, take it into court without a enumerated code for it. So as soon as that happens, that ordinance that was passed a couple of years ago with the, I think it's the monetary amount every day that they don't clean it up after a certain time period, like $25 a day, each day after the time period they were given to clean up. I think that would help a lot, because it's gonna cost them a lot of money if they don't deal with the problem sooner than later. So
yeah. Well,
I think that would help us a lot as well.
Things I'm trying to remember on that. We should have had that in there, that if they hit a set maximum of money, then the contract will come clean it up, and that's their set money, and it goes on the lien on the property.
I'm pretty sure that is in there.
I thought we talked about something in that, but.
Yeah, I think it's that.
Well, they're supposed to be given a certain amount of time to clean it up, and each day they're charged a certain amount, but they're given a certain amount of time to get cleaned up, and then the city will go in at their expense and clean it, is what I remember.
Yeah.
I thought we did contractor versus city, but...
It's just that it would be cleaned up, and we would hire through a contractor at their cost. Lois? So,
would that please be the old Lowry's Cafe? That's the biggest eyesore in town.
There's a bunch of them.
I mean, that's right in the middle of town.
I know it.
The ones out on the side streets, I mean, they don't mow the lawns down my neighborhood. I have a pile of, they dump their lawn and their trimmings and their deer guts, and it just lays there.
It doesn't. And their couches.
And the couches.
And the
Lowry's is just disgusting.
Well, isn't that with Kevin right now? I thought we was in... getting that written up to where we have some steam, some money. I agree, the fines is going to be big enough that it hurts. They pay the $50 and just...
So it's the new code, oh my gosh.
It's the right-of-way code, actually, so it doesn't address private property stuff.
Yeah.
But if it's on the city right-of-way, that's what the new code addresses. The other one,
But like Jim's saying, we've got to get it codified, so we have that code number, and then the judge will start enforcing it. And so with us just doing that new contract with the code company, as soon as they can get it, then Jim's really got legs to stand on.
So Jim, is there any help from us that will be able to help push the judge to move them quicker?
I don't know. I'll talk to him and see. I It's just the fact that, you know, just because someone spends an hour and a half or 10 minutes or whatever picking something up and shows progress, and the judge gives them more time, that's the problem. I think we have to have a set date, you know, we'll give you 30 days, if it's, you know, 60 days, whatever. That's plenty of time to have the problem resolved. Whether it's there's snow covering, or it's too wet, or it's too cold, or too hot, or what, you know, that time period should be enough time to get it resolved, to get it taken care of. There's some that might require more time, but you know, they've got to put an effort in and show some pretty good improvement, I think, instead of just spending 5 minutes shoving stuff around and saying they've made progress.
Well, do you guys have to go in court on every time that they get a court on that too?
No.
You don't have to?
The judge, so they'll set a hearing, they'll come in and say, you know, Your Honor, I've been sick, or someone died, or I've had this, or I've had that, and can I get an extension? That's usually the how it works. Or once that process is over and they're like, you got to make progress, then the day before they come into court, or that day of, they'll spend 10 minutes and do a little bit of stuff and to show that they make progress, and then the judge will allow more time. So the officers aren't there, so it's not a trial, or you know, they're not saying that they're not guilty of the offense or anything. They've come in there, they've made their initial plea, and the judge has given time to rectify the situation before they're assessed a fine or fee or whatever. And so that's the process that just gets kind of continued on, is that process. So
I don't know how the city of Monroe does it, but if anybody's ever been down there, every lot is just immaculate. There's no trash, nothing. And I don't know how they do it. Maybe I'll make a trip down there and find out. Also up in Aspen Village, there's a gentleman up there that's running a business. It's not zoned for a business, and it's a mess. We could probably put some pressure on him, especially with this road project that's coming up.
Do you know what business it is?
Yeah.
The firewood one.
The firewood one.
Yeah,
I don't think he has a license.
He probably doesn't.
It's been addressed, and that's in fact, we've assigned two people to that area. Each officer has an assigned area. We've assigned two people to that area because it's kind of the worst part.
But it's a problem right now because we're going to start in there to do some construction, and that's part of the where we're going to replace the curb and gutter, and it probably needs to be cleaned up within 2 weeks.
Okay.
Thanks. That's all I've got.
Okay, Lynn.
Okay, I guess they're finishing the men's softball this week. They're going to start co-ed next week. They're going to start tackle football this week and cross country next week. And she's got sign up for flag football going on. And anyhow, I don't know if anybody's been up there, you guys, but anyhow, Julio's adjusted those sprinklers up there. And that fourplex looks nice. They've kept it up. They've done a really good job. It looks really nice this year. And on that deal, she's worried that I guess we're going to be losing some summer help on August 10th. They're going back to school, so she's just...
Well, do you have one of them that's going to be doing a work release from the high school and continue working with us about 3 days a week?
But that's not going to keep what we got going on. I mean, Stephanie now, where she hasn't got Tim and stuff, and she's got to be painting lines and doing everything she's got to do up there now, she's running. She's to the max. So somehow we're going to have to figure out to get her some help because, yeah.
What was the guy's name that left?
Tim Smith.
Tim.
yeah, he supported her big time. And then last year too, we didn't lose our summer help until later, like in October and stuff, so. So this is, you know, she's just concerned, I mean, it's.
We've got that on job service, trying to still get them.
So anyhow, let's see. And then I guess the mayor knows about this, just gonna bring up our scheduling problem we have with the rec center. Yeah, she didn't talk to you about that.
Oh, with Marcy?
Yeah. So I just, everything, I mean, I seen the text and everything she had, everything's, because Marcy was on me too, so I mean, Steph did everything she could to, the way I look at it.
She called me too.
Yeah, so from what I've seen, Steph done a good job as far as doing what she needed to do there, so. Yeah, and then one thing too, is just like, the falls a lot of times, I mean, we need to get a work list because, I mean, you know, this fall, I mean, like last year, we aerated and everything on the parks and everything, and so, I mean, we gotta make sure that our fall work gets done this fall to make our grounds look good next year. So, you know, we gotta do something to to make something happen, so. Okay. And then, so I'm working on talking to some people, and then I got some kids that are interested in youth city council, and I've talked to Natalie about it. I still need to talk to Angela about it, but I want to get it going before school gets going very good and starting, so I'm working on that right now, so. And then I was gonna bring it up, but like I say, I never did receive any reports from this last, you know, couple weeks, so.
You barely talked about last week, and they were sent out this afternoon.
Okay,
I'll check.
But I don't, he said he's seen him earlier, Bowl and stuff. I wondered if he sent it to my city.
Bowl got directly sent to him, though. I guess he's under, but I sent one for everybody this afternoon.
We are having trouble with yours and Paul's.
Yeah, your email is kicking everything back.
It kicks them all back, because if they're very much in them, it kicks them back for some reason. .net's having issues with that. When Jeannie tried to send the council packets last week, I know, I don't know, how many times did you try to send it?
It took me about 4 times to get to go through to YouTube. And that's breaking it into several different emails to get it to go through.
Okay.
So I don't know if we can get you to do another email that might would help.
You can try.
Paul's got another one. We're going to try and see if that works better for his. But there's something with the cut.net that's not letting them go through.
Oh man, I'm going to get on them guys. They'll take care of that problem. So, and then, you know, we talked and talked and talked, but I think we really need to go forward. We need to start going forward on getting us a manager. We've got issues and things happening, and this town, we've got so much going on. We got to, so I don't know whether we, I know what, Shay, I don't know. I mean, we got to get on that direction and start going. Because we've just been sweeping it under the rug for a long time. And if we want to go as a manager, and we want to do this, a regular manager, do it on this election and vote for it, I mean, we need to get started on it now.
What do we have to do if we just go with an administrator? Do we have to, that's not an election.
No,
right?
No. It's not.
But what action do we have to, have a work meeting? Do we have to have a public hearing?
I think we ought to get with your finance guy to find out funding first.
What kind of qualifications does an administrator have to have?
Yeah.
Because we interviewed a gentleman today that we talked about. He's an inspector, one. He's going for getting his inspector, two, today. He could do that job, and we were wondering, you know, maybe qualification-wise, what are you looking for?
What kind of education are you going to require?
Right.
There's
right.
An education required with it.
And the sad thing of it is, though, is the more education, the more we're going to have to pay. But I realize now, I mean, it's just right. Every one of us has got things going on. The mayor's got plenty of things going on. And there's a lot of things that's getting underneath, slipping underneath that somebody could be staying on top of all the time. because this is a company, and there's a lot of things happening here.
I agree with you. I agree with you, and it's something we need to...
Because I've just, you know, working in other cities and stuff like that, and working with them, and I mean...
I talked to Eve from City's manager down at Care, and he told me that they're saving them a lot of money.
Right.
They made money with them.
They made money, yes.
Yeah.
And I can see that happening. I mean, the things that I, you know...
And what's his name from Nephi, he sat right here and told us that, you know, they made money. First year, $100,000, paid his wages.
Yeah, I mean, there's just so many things that they could go after, help our community and stuff, that we, that just gets by us, because basically, we haven't got the time to spend all day or all week following up on things. And I notice a lot of things just get swept under the rug, and it's like, and people ask me about it, it's like, oh, yeah. Yeah, oh, I think we need to go as forward as soon as possible.
Yeah, I do too. I know Paul's on board, and know about the other two, you know, tell them where they stand with it, but it's something that we need somebody to take the lead on it, I guess.
And you know, I mean, even though, like I say, I mean, they may not have the highest education and stuff, but I mean, somebody can start us out and manage and get us, I mean, if somebody goes after the grants and stuff, that, you know, we're going to have a Shay that's still going to be able to help us and get grants and stuff. I don't know, we're just going to have to go fishing and see what's out there, I guess, but I don't know.
A lot of the grants are going to the engineers now.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, Shay knows how to, you know, and we're going to have that assist, we'll still have him to help us out on this.
Yeah.
So, I mean, when somebody that just take hold and be able to manage...
Well, the biggest thing about a manager is they come to a meeting like this, and everything we discuss, he's got the minutes, he's got the notes, and then he follows up on it.
Yes.
That's the main thing. It's a follow-up on what we talk about and what we decide. It's hard for one guy that's got a full-time job to do that.
Right. I mean, like us, I mean, you know, you think, oh, I'm going to have time, but I mean, like tonight, I mean, it's a rush. You just rush, you know. Trying to talk to you, you know, then you got good intentions to take care of things and stuff, but sometimes they get away from us, and we can't do that. The public deserves better. You know.
Yeah, we're growing.
We're growing.
All 65 lots are sold up there, so
yeah.
I think there's 18 or 19 homes being erected right now up in that new subdivision. Plus all the other new homes going up around town.
Right. And you know, businesses and stuff like that, like we talked about, like our roads and stuff. I think we got a manager that somebody could, you know what I'm saying, that can get, you know, go to county commissions or commissioners and say, dude, we need some help here maintaining these access roads and stuff.
County commissioners won't do nothing.
What's that?
I don't think we get commissioners to help there because it's in the city limits.
Yeah, but, well... I've seen other towns that they went right to from State Street right into their county. So, I mean, you know, I mean, we can partner up on, but I mean, our roads are in desperate needs. And every dime we can save on them, we need to.
Where are we at? Is that in your mayor's report? Where are we at with that? Looking at getting the money?
Which one?
For the roads.
We're going after... The UDOT funding is October or November for the road study. That's our first choice, and if not, we're already on the schedule for CIB in February to do the road impact study, or the road mastery.
We don't have that road mastery plan. We can apply for any.
Yep.
See, you know, Shay helped us get all that stuff. So, I mean, that all helped, you know what I'm saying, somebody that knew.
They've done most of that.
Well, so.
They've done most of that. Shay done nothing with that.
Okay, well, I know he talked about it during council and stuff. So
Shay's gone now.
Right.
I don't know who the new guy is.
Well, I don't either, but that's what I'm saying. I mean, we just need help.
I agree with you. I think we need an administrator. I don't know if we go manager or not.
Okay, I mean, exactly. I'd say we need help.
go that way. And something I forgot, like off the subject, but Shane was wondering about the light poles up at the Aspen Village. And I told him, he was wondering whom to contact on that, or the placement. And I said, well,
he probably ought to wait until after the roads are done.
Mario is the Sunrise engineer that's been doing that. He's got it in the plans.
Yeah.
He got it in each plan. Mario does. Okay. Because he didn't know. He was worried about it. They got them lights and the poles. I guess they're ready once it's set up and everything. But,
yeah.
You know, not to get off your...
No. I mean, that's...
Mario's the Sunrise engineer that we're working through.
Okay.
So, yeah, anyhow, that's about all I got. So.
Okay, we're still trying to get our contract to do the Aspen Village. We've got, I always get those letters mixed up, CGB. We got to get one letter from them so we can get the contract signed. They had to go through and look at all of Hales or Parkin, what is it, Parkins and Station, or Staker and Parkin, however it is, who owns Hales. Yeah, they had to go through all their paperwork and everything else, so hopefully... Was hoping we got it this afternoon, but we didn't, so hopefully tomorrow. One lady's holding up a letter. We'll get that signed to get that going. And then we are going before the DWQ board on August 25th for our sewer, third cell on the sewer project and, what do you call it, plant.
Treatment plant?
Not the lift plant, or I don't know what you'd actually call it. What do you call that?
A lift plant.
A lift plant. So that will become, that will go before the DWQ board on August 25th. We'll know more on that. And then on a other note, I wanted to tell everybody on the city council that Chief Wilberg has turned in that he is going to be retiring.
Not old enough.
sometime the end of January of next year. So
get somebody trained up, Chief.
Every 6 months would be enough time.
Yeah. So we'll be starting that process of replacing Chief Wilberg. And we need to thank him for what he's done. He's done a great job, so... More will be coming on that, but if you start hearing the rumors, they are true, so. Cat's out of the bag now.
Your beard says you're old enough, but. How old are you?
53.
Okay. And how many years did you say you had? 28?
Yeah.
It's a long time to be a police officer, I don't care.
Yes.
What town you're serving at.
Yeah.
It's not an easy job.
Did that meter ever get put in for Gardner then? Out there in Aspen Village?
What's that?
The meter for Gardner. Did it ever get done?
Yeah. Yeah, the service guy gets done. Yes. Yep.
So it's all good with the roads up there then? Mm-hmm.
Do you know if you got a meter now?
I don't know on that.
He came in and talked to Dave today, but I didn't hear the whole conversation.
Okay.
We got the important part done now.
Yeah.
So we can asphalt. And really nothing new on the two other water projects yet. We have applied with USDA to get the other $1.5 million. Hopefully they'll match it the same way as before. With the extra cost of all the way things have gone up, and we haven't received word yet back on that. So.
Are the trenches across the road out by the cemetery? Is that tying the cemetery into the well?
To the new well we bought, yes.
Is it tied in now? Are we using it, or
we're waiting on a pump? They done the pump test on it, so we knew exactly what pump we needed.
I told my wife we went for a ride, and I said, "Looks like they're going tied into the cemetery."
The lines just ran across the road.
Remind me, you said they weren't going to pave. Well, Stewart's Lane, I can't remember what they call it now. They've changed it so many times.
9800 East, I think, is what they're calling it on that.
So they've changed it again. But were they going to asphalt that strip? Because they talked about not asphalt the whole road, but they were going to chip seal, correct?
We're going to chip seal the whole road.
Are they going to put any asphalt down where they cut?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And I'm having Coulter go back out tomorrow and refill in their trenches because it's been turned into such a safety hazard. They dug them out last Friday and left. So we're going to go backfill them again and back charge them for that, because they're not going to asphalt till Friday now. So it's like we can't leave those open like they are.
What about the cleanup on the Spring City?
That's still part of the deal too, and their completion date is hitting close, and so then they'll start getting penalized.
Good.
August 15th is the substantial completion date, and then they'll start getting penalized. They did hire JCI. They started doing the pavements out there, or the crossings. The first one they done failed bad. We're not going to accept it. And so they've hired JCI to come in Friday to do all their asphalt, to do all their crossings.
Good.
So, update on those projects.
That'd be nice to get that road fixed up out there.
Yeah, they fixed the trail yet?
I'm not sure, but that's part of the asphalt they got to replace.
So we'll get that here too.
Yes, it's on the punch list to get replaced. That's all I think I have.
All you got?
Yep.
I'll make a motion we adjourn then.
Good job.
Russ makes the motion, Sam seconds it. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? I need you guys to sign these for me.